From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. In Key West early Tuesday morning, the two men who won the first ruling last summer that overturned the state's ban on gay marriage became the first gay couple to get married in Monroe County. Nancy Klingener was with the crowd at the courthouse in Key West.
Aaron Huntsman and William Lee Jones exchanged their vows in front of 500 people, including close friends, attorneys, total strangers, TV crews, and a few tourists.
By the power vested in me by the state of I do now here declare that you are legally married.
The couple was greeted with cheers, applause, and the sound of a conch shell. Huntsman's best man, Michael Hudson, said he was there to support his friend, but also because he was delighted that gay marriage had finally happened here.
There's really no words. I mean, when you're gay, and I came out when I was 16, I'm 54 now, who would ever think that I could be married? And in Florida, really? This is wonderful.
After the ceremony and even more photos, Huntsman and Lee got into an electric car decorated with balloons, and they headed to Aqua, the nightclub where Huntsman tends bar, for a reception. Meanwhile, on the courthouse steps, Reverend Torrance was marrying two more couples. I'm Nancy Klingener in Key West.
Yesterday, Florida became the 36th state that allows same-sex marriages, along with Washington, D.C. That means 70% of the country now lives in a state with marriage equality, this according to the Human Rights Campaign. It was this same month, 1 year ago, that same-sex couples could only legally marry in 16 states. There are marriage cases from six states right now on appeal at the U.S. Supreme Court. This is WLRN, Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.